Moving into our discussion of visual AI, r/Kling AI videos is buzzing with creative comparisons and ambitious workflows. Several users posted detailed videos comparing Kling, Cedence, and Grok across different prompts, suggesting that while all models have unique charms, some are performing better than others depending on the type of shot needed. The most valuable thread, however, was a massive deep dive into creating an entire sci-fi musical featurette using AI. The workflow outlined was extremely detailed, starting with Flux for stills, scoring the whole thing with Suno, animating key shots with Kling i2V, and finishing the magic in Filmora. A critical tip shared here was the consistency trick, using one clean initial frame of a character as an image reference for every subsequent shot to maintain character identity across different takes. Shifting focus to general model discussion, r/Mistral AI continues its blend of meme culture and serious geopolitical conversation. While the community is enjoying the memes, like the never-ending jokes about Le Chat and Fat, there's a strong current of support for Mistral as a necessary European alternative. The sentiment suggests that as developers become increasingly aware of potential dependencies on non-European LLM providers, open-weight models like Mistral are viewed not just as alternatives, but as strategic technological necessities. Over in r/prompt engineering, the conversation is highly focused on optimization and security. Users are moving beyond basic prompts, recommending structured learning methods. Instead of simply asking AI to teach me Docker, for instance, one user suggested building a prompt that structures the lesson around an 80/20 Pareto principle approach, focusing only on the most critical concepts needed for real-world results. Another huge thread covered advanced technical security, preventing prompt injection when your agent uses retrieved content from vector stores. The consensus here is that merely hardening the user input isn't enough. True safety requires implementing a dedicated screening gateway or guardrail layer between the retrieved data and the model itself. Furthermore, users were refining their own system prompts, some calling theirs the German prompt, to eliminate typical LLM fluff like excessive em-dashes and sycophantic language, aiming for maximum directness and precision. Finally, in r/QnAI, the discussions are highly technical, covering both troubleshooting and advanced development. We saw questions about current video generation limitations on newer models, but more interesting was a discussion around building custom, local assistants using QN through tools like Alama. These developers are going beyond simple chat prompts to build complex system files that enforce specific syntax rules and knowledge bases, making the model hyper-specialized for a particular domain or API, allowing users complete control without hitting expensive cloud endpoints.